let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. How to Pet a Kitty by Stacey Alexander is a book aimed at nurturing children's love for cats. Stacey is an attorney, mediator, former adjunct professor. She studies psychology, involved in research, advocacy, and activism. She's a first-time children's book author and illustrator. She discovered her love of drawing cats after a severe injury that required many weeks of rest. A portion of all proceeds goes to support Every Cat Health Foundation, the world's largest source of nonprofit funding for feline research grants. Stacey and her husband spend their time between Austin, Texas and Quebec City, Canada. So how do you pet a kitty? Well, you'll find out in this delightful bilingual children's book, English and French. Author and illustrator Stacey Alexander captures the whimsical and delightful nature of kitties, allowing children to see the love in each of their expressions. And Stacey Alexander, our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Stacey. Welcome to the program.
Hello, Rick. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, I'm excited to have you here. What a wonderful, interesting, fascinating book. And I said for children, for adults too, you'll read this, you feel a little closer to the cats that hopefully are running through your home, or you'll choose to get some cats to run through your home. All the information, Stacey's website, all of that as we go through our conversation today. I touched on it very briefly. Talk about the inspiration for this book, because this really was a genuine inspiration, heartfelt, wasn't it?
Absolutely. As you know, my book is like a short rhyming book about how to pet cats. And so it was literally inspired by petting my two kitties, Sable and Snowflake. And the story came to me while I was recovering from a traumatic brain injury in the fall of 2020. And the doctors told me I needed to go have brain rest, 2 hours, 2 to 3 hours of brain rest every day for about 10 to 12 weeks. So I would go into my dark bedroom and I would just snuggle with my kitties. And, you know, our pets seem to know when we're not ourselves. And so they showed me so much love and affection. And I really think that they thought they were helping their mom. And research shows they were, because when we pet a kitty, and even dogs, our cuddling hormone, oxytocin, is released, and it actually lowers our stress and our anxiety. It can even lower blood pressure. And they say also, research shows that the vibrations of a cat's purr can promote healing. So I really do credit my kitties with that, with the inspiration in the book. And then I give credit to my sister-in-law for the title of the book, because she called me during this time to, you know, give me encouragement. And she had just adopted a cat, and she and her daughters, she was telling me how her daughters, they were petting the kitty. And we kind of laughed as we said goodbye. We're like, okay, we're going to go pet the kitties now. And so when I laid there in the bed with the kitties and I was petting them, I had those words kind of in my head, you know, petting the kitty. And so, yeah, so it was kind of a group effort, but yeah, that's where the idea germinated.
You know, it's really interesting, that special relationship, that special bond. There's that that relationship, giving affection and receiving affection for both you and the cat, aren't there?
Yeah, absolutely. And sadly, my two kitties are no longer with us, but I have memorialized both of them in the book. Sable is on the cover, and both Snowflake and Sable are inside the book throughout. So Snowflake is the white kitty.
That is so difficult when you lose a kitty. It really is a member of the family, and they stay with you forever, don't they?
Yes, yes. And I have their ashes. I have our dog's ashes. My husband is like, we're running out of room on the dresser. You know, it's just really, it is. It's like, I can't let go of them. They're precious. They're always going to be with me.
Stacey Alexander is our guest on the program. The book is How to Pet a Kitty. Her website is lovekittybooks.com. The book available wherever books are sold. A link on Amazon on our website. Of course, a link to Stacey's website, lovekittybooks.com. Checking you out on Facebook, and you can follow Stacey on Facebook, and we'll talk about that in a second, but it sounds like another book is ready to go, and you're looking for ideas for that book.
Well, actually, I'm working on the illustrations for my second book right now, and I have nine, I have rough drafts for nine more books, actually.
Wow.
So I'm going to have a series, and they're all going to be kind of similarly named, How to Speak Kitty, How to Play Kitty, How to Be Kitty. I'm actually looking into maybe doing a book on rescuing kitties and traveling kitties, because I've gotten some really great photos from friends of kitties on road trips and on airplanes, some quite adventurous. But the illustrations take time. They're all hand drawn in pencil and chalk and watercolor. So, and I think the illustrations are really what tells the stories. So, going forward, also, I'm going to try to personalize the books a little more by including the names of the kitties so the children can connect even more. And I have a lot of friends and family who send me the photos of the kitties, and I love to draw them. I really tend to focus on the eyes as much as possible, because I think the kitties really try to communicate with us through their eyes, and you can see so much of their spirit there.
I get the impression, almost jealous of your talent being an illustrator, because you're able to look and see the different expressions that you'll find in studying a cat that we don't. We look at kitties, you probably look at them in a different way. It's remarkable looking at the pictures in the book. You sort of see them in a different way, don't you?
Well, I do. I've always been attracted to them in terms of just the cuteness, you know,
yes.
And how they do try to catch your attention with their eyes, and you wonder what they're thinking. But I couldn't draw Rick until after this head injury. So I'm kind of an anomaly. This is really interesting. I emerged from this brain rest period in December 2020, and I had kind of dictated the 10 rough drafts of these books onto my notes on my iPhone. And I emerged and I told my husband, I'm going to write a children's book called How to Pet a Kitty, and I'm going to do the illustrations myself. And he laughed out loud. And honestly, to his credit, I couldn't draw before. So he was like, okay, honey. But it was during COVID, so I got an instructor, and I had about 5 online classes. And bless her heart, I told her, I just want to learn how to draw cats. And she taught me how to draw. Each lesson I drew a different kitty, and that's really how I came to draw. And now that I am getting my master's in psychology, I learned a little bit about this. So artists and creatives kind of have high dopamine levels, which I didn't really know before. And I'm wondering if the TBI didn't kind of open a channel, a neural pathway with more dopamine, because, you know, I really could not. I did not have artistic talent before the head injury, interestingly.
Well, now you do, and you've really nailed the art of drawing, the art of illustration, and it adds so much to the story. How to Pet a Kitty, the book is by Stacy Alexander. You'll find it wherever books are sold. Her website is loveatkittybooks.com. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I mentioned the book is bilingual, and it's fascinating reading the reviews. They love what you're doing. They love the story, reaching out, explaining to young people, starting a conversation in many cases about caring for a pet and that special bond that a human has with a pet. They also like the aspect of having it bilingual. Talk about that. I wisely, unwisely took Latin in school rather than an active modern language, so I'm not even going to try to pronounce the title in French. What is the title in English and in French?
So it's How to Pet a Kitty, Como Caliner un Chat. And I came up with the idea of my husband and I are learning French because we bought this condo in Quebec City, French speaking Canada. And when I was finalizing the book last summer, you'd have to come here, but the Quebecois love cats. They just love cats. So you can go into bookstores, gift shops, art galleries, and you're going to see kitties displayed everywhere. So I thought, what better way to honor our new second home and the people here than to have it bilingual? And so, yeah, and I did a loose kind of Google Translate initially, but there are a lot of colloquialisms and manners of speaking here that I wanted to capture. So I had my Quebecois friends review it, and I'm kind of happy to say the French translation is spot on.
And people really like that. This not only opens the conversation about kitties in our lives, but French as well, and introducing young readers, English, give them a look at the French language, or vice versa. The book, How to Pet a Kitty, by Stacy Alexander, our guest on the program. The book is very entertaining. It's enlightening. Is it also instrumental or instructional? Do you feel this is an instructional book as well?
Absolutely, in a couple of ways. First, that I am trying to show the loving nature of kitty cats and the healing properties of their affection. I think kitties get a bad name. Sometimes people don't appreciate their unpredictability, their independence. And unfortunately, there are a lot of wives' tales and superstitions around cats. But I feel they're marvelous little creatures. I was raised with cats, and I learned at a young age how to be gentle, how to show them understanding and be patient. And I think if you do that, even the most feral cats can be loyal and loving pets. So I'm hoping that this book shows how to pet the kitty, how to be gentle with a kitty, how to pay attention to their expressions, and then seeing the happiness, seeing the response of the kitties and how happy they are, which I really tried to convey in my illustrations. Well, in this way, they will teach children how to care for them a little bit. And then secondly, like you mentioned, the language. This is, I think, a really great book for young English speakers trying to learn a little French, as well as young French speakers trying to learn a little English. In fact, I have a Quebecois friend here who bought a copy for her local library to help the little young French people learn a little bit of English and learn how to pet a kitty. So, and you know, learning a second language is really good for the brain, opens up neural pathways, and it's also awesome for the cultural experience. So it's valuable for all of us.
You mentioned buying a book for someone or giving it to a library or a neighbor child or your child or a baby shower. Interesting. In one of the reviews, they talked about, this is such a great book. I bought a copy for a friend that's having a baby shower. I read the reviews. Very, very impressive. Do you take a look at what readers are saying about the book?
Oh, sure, I do. And I'm so grateful for all of my good reviews. I'm proud that on Amazon I have all 5 stars. And yes, I love that people are very much appreciating the illustrations and the colors and the expressions of the kitties. People have told me that they come away feeling joyful, tranquil, calm. And I think that's also very important for children to have that. And my grandchildren love the book. In fact, I saw a video of them when they first got it, and they literally pet the pages, Rick. So they were simulating petting. So I think the illustrations like really draw you in, you know, like that to really want to pet a kitty. You come away from the book wanting to pet a kitty. And of course, everybody comments on the bilingual aspect, which I think is, it's unique that way, because in Texas, a lot of people learn Spanish as their second language. So we have a lot of bilingual children's books in Spanish and English. But I think my book kind of is unique in that respect. It talks about cats instead of dogs. Yes. And it's also more as a bilingual in French instead of Spanish. So,
and it's a great escape. You know, when things are going rough, 100 miles an hour in your life, it's nice to maybe read the book to the child, have the child read the book to you. It's sort of a nice escape to get into the world of kitties. And Stacy's website is loveakittybooks.com. As I say, follow her on Facebook, Stacy Alexander, author, illustrator. And, of course, book available at Amazon, the usual places, links on our website. Did you work with anyone in this project that you would like to acknowledge that was there with you as you were writing How to Pet a Kitty?
Oh, I'm so grateful for this question, right? Because this, to me, this book was kind of a group effort. And I wanted to make a dedication, but that opportunity didn't present in publishing. But I had people that helped me all along the way. First, my graphic artist or graphic design artist is Vanessa Lively. She is a wonderful friend in Austin and also a brilliant singer-songwriter. And she told me that her 2 little boys helped her pick the complementary colors of the pages. And so you'll see the colors are quite vibrant and they accent well colors in my illustrations. And also I drew their kitty. Their kitty is Cherry Pie. She's at the very end of the book. And then also my little neighbor here in Quebec, Claude, and his sister Jeanette helped me early on with translations with the book, the French part. And then I had a dear friend who's an educator, Marie-Josée Parisienne. She actually taught French, and she did a lot of the French translation revisions for me and passed it along to her friend, Grant Hamilton, who is a certified and renowned French to English translator and has published books on it. So he did the last edits, the final edits. And so I am really grateful for all of their expertise. And I had several friends who proofread the English part of it. And then I have a had a fabulous social media marketer, marketing manager. Her name is Avery Cano, and she was really helpful in the early stages at the book launch and getting the book out. That's I really think that's how I got the reviews that I got. She was really helping me. And then Book Baby Publishing was helpful along the way. And now Reader's Magnet is helping me promote. And this book is like a dream in the making for me. So I feel like it was a team effort, and I'm very, very grateful for all the help along the way.
What was it like at the book launch? All you put into this, the team effort that you put together to be able to put together How to Pet a Kitty, the illustrations, the writing, the emotions that you went through in doing this. What was the book launch? To me, that would be like, wow, I sort of a pinch yourself moment. I can't believe I'm here. This is actually happening. What was it like?
It was fabulous. I had all my friends in Austin come. We had a little party on we have a big deck in Austin overlooking the Capitol. It's really fun. And, you know, I mentioned Vanessa. Vanessa is a singer-songwriter, so she brought her guitar. She sang some songs. We had champagne. Everybody brought their books for signing, and I sold some there, too, for signing, and it was just lovely. It was really lovely.
In addition to all that you've got going on in writing the book and talking about the book, you've really looked at this from a philanthropic effort. What can I do to help the cause here? And I mentioned in the beginning, you chose Every Cat Health Foundation for a donation of the proceeds. What do they do, and why did you choose them?
So, yeah, I picked Every Cat Health Foundation because they focus exclusively on supporting feline health. And I've had several cats over my lifetime, and sadly, they've all succumbed to one disease or another, and some of them even rare disease. So I really like the idea of their focus on research for cat health. If you look at their website, you can see that they're the world's only nonprofit focused solely on feline health research. And they award research grants. They educate veterinarians and even cat owners, and they're very transparent about their funding. So there are a lot of organizations, as you know, right, that support dogs and cats, and that's great. Obviously, I love all animals, and they all deserve our support. But because my book focuses uniquely on the delightful nature of kitties, I wanted to support an organization that is uniquely supportive, too, of kitties.
Stacey Alexander, our guest on the program, the book How to Pet a Kitty. It's available wherever books are sold. Direct you to Stacey's website, lovekittybooks.com. Also mentioned, of course, Facebook. You'll find her YouTube and Twitter as well, part of that social media arrangement that she has. She's out there. She's available, and you can follow her on different media outlets, and all the links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk about other charitable efforts that you hope to accomplish with this book. I know you would like to do really to help people understand and build that special bond between kitties and humans.
Yes, actually I would. I right after my launch in, I think it was late February of this year, my very first event after the book was released was a charitable event for Austin Pets Alive, which is a wonderful organization funded through donations and small grants that rescues animals from the city shelter that are at risk of euthanasia for behavioral or health issues. And so I attended that event and sold books and helped them raise hundreds of dollars. I would like to at some point partner with shelters somehow to like offer my book to families with young children who are adopting kitties, because in a way it's kind of a lighthearted little instruction manual. In fact, all of them will be how to speak kitty, how to play kitty. They will all have some hopefully darling illustrations and some how-tos in terms of like, you know, how to understand kitties better. So, and also not charitable, but somewhat altruistic, is I plan to have a book giveaway contest at the Texas Book Festival this fall, November 16th and 17th. I'm going to have a table there. And I'm also planning on my website. So if people tune in this fall or winter, I want to do a contest for entering your kitty to be in a future book. So like if you submit a photo of a kitty in a certain pose, because each book will have some kind of a theme. So anyway, I plan on doing all of that. And of course, the more books I sell, the more I can donate to Every Cat Health Foundation as well. So
all of this information at Stacy's website, lovekittybooks.com, and that link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What do you hope the takeaway is as people read How to Pet a Kitty, they buy copies, they pass them along to children in the family or children in the neighborhood? What do you hope the takeaway is, the message, the themes that you hope resonate as they read this book?
Thank you for asking, Rick. My hope is that this book teaches children an affection for cats, because I think we can do better in our society about being open-minded and loving toward our felines. I perceive a double standard really between dogs and cats that mimics a double standard and gender bias and that we have in our society. And everybody loves dogs. It kind of goes without saying. You don't hear people say, "I hate dogs." But sadly, you do hear that about kitties, and it kind of breaks my heart whenever I hear that. I think a lot of people are raised with negative associations, unfortunately, if parents have allergies or just they'd had a bad experience, and it may be inadvertent. But really what I'm hoping is that this book will expose children who may not experience having cats as a pet, but this way they can at least have a sense of the joy that kitties can bring, and then maybe they'll be cat owners as adults. And also, I want my book to remind adults and children of the therapeutic effects of caring for cats, because today the percentage of children experiencing adverse mental health issues is on the rise. And like I mentioned earlier, petting a kitty can really help soothe and calm, alleviate stress and anxiety. The vibrations of purring can promote healing, and these benefits are tangible. So, and obviously my book is for people who love cats. So in a nutshell, Rick, I'm really just trying to make more cat lovers in the world.
You know, and good for you. We need more of that. And as you're reading this, even if you have a cat, you may have a new appreciation for that love of the kitty. And you may start paying more attention to the expression and studying the eyes and realize, you know, I've always enjoyed my relationship. I love my kitty, but there's a whole new relationship that's unfolding.
Exactly.
It brings that relationship, that bond alive. It's so beautifully illustrated and wonderfully written. The book is How to Pet a Kitty by Stacy Alexander, our guest on the program. Our website, lovekittybooks.com. Stacy, a pleasure having you. I thank Reader's Magnet, self-publishing and marketing company, for arranging a conversation. Sounds like many more books to come. Hopefully many more conversations. I love what you're doing. Remarkable job in bringing this special bond, this relationship to the public, and get us all thinking maybe a little bit differently about kitties and what they could bring to our lives. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you. Thank you so much for this opportunity, Rick.
It has been our pleasure. Stacy Alexander. The book is How to Pet a Kitty. Book available French and English. The book available wherever books are sold. Stacy's website, lovekittybooks.com. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.